This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Today we're talking about mental health resources and awareness in the Cooley region. Winona, Minnesota is experiencing new conversations about mental health and the stigma associated with it thanks to the Alhindi family. After their son passed away from suicide in January of this year, the Alhindis have been working to start a new nonprofit in Winona to promote mental health awareness and celebrate diversity. Joining us are Carol Dahl Alhindi, mother of Solomon Alhindi and a founder of Solomon's Song. First, can you start out by, you know, telling us a little bit about your son?
Solomon was just an amazing little person and often referred to as an old soul. He came with a lot of wisdom when he was born. And he was just the type of person who really treated people with respect and had a lot of empathy towards other people. Mm-hmm. Stories we've heard since he passed, one little girl said, for example, she wrote a note and saying that he was her first friend. She was on the playground all by herself in kindergarten, didn't have any friends, and he was the first one who came over and befriended her. One of his teachers at the middle school told us during parent-teacher conferences that he was amazed by how Solomon included one of the boys in the class who had some special needs, and how he was always a person who came to make other people feel good and to make other people happy. And he was intelligent, he was inquisitive, he liked creating inventions, he had a lot of friends, and he was just an amazing little guy.
And so, you know, when he started experiencing mental health issues, I mean, did that kind of come as a surprise to the family?
There was little hints along the way, but we didn't really pick up on them necessarily. When he was saying that he was struggling, we tried to help him more than a year ago before this all happened. And we went to the hospital and they gave him a prescription, and he said he didn't want to take a pill to be normal, is what he said. The stigma of mental health really bothered him, and he said he wanted to treat it on his own. And he seemed to be doing very well and was, doing well in school. And then things started slipping. His school started slipping with something that was really, really important to him, were his grades and how he was doing in school and all that kind of stuff. And that kind of started slipping. And he started doing less and less with friends. So little signs along the way. But, when you see these signs, you oftentimes try to normalize it. Well, it's because of this or it's because of that. And so it's a hard road to follow, but yeah.
Do you think any parent is really, you know, prepared when their, you know, child is starting to show, just that they're struggling with mental health? You know, do you think that, you know, parents are prepared to kind of deal with that?
I think that from my experience, and I think that a lot, maybe this is common for a lot of people, we don't know what to do. We don't know where to go with these kinds of things. We don't know who to ask. Again, the stigma makes you feel like, do I share this with people so they can help me out? Or if I share this with people, will this be, you know, looked at as a negative thing, which is one of the reasons why we decided to open this up, to try to normalize conversations around mental health so that people can ask questions, they can feel comfortable talking to other people. But I think it's a really hard road to navigate, and everybody's mental health story is so uniquely personal to them, and that it's hard to know what to do. It's really, really hard to know what's the right road to take.
Right. And that's, you know, what I was going to ask you. I mean, this loss must still be so fresh for your family, but you guys have, you know, really jumped right into being active in Winona and kind of starting these conversations. I mean, you had a fundraiser in August, the Super Soaker Fun Run, mm-hmm. and you're having another a benefit concert in October mm-hmm. coming up. You know, why was it important to you to kind of jump right in with this?
Well, we were hurting, but we also knew that there are a lot of other people hurting as well. I mean, his friends, our family, our friends. You know, his death didn't just impact our family. It impacted the community. And we were really hurting, and we thought we can just sit here and be sad, or we can funnel our energy into making a positive change. And so that's what we wanted to do. And, you know, really when I realized, when you look back at things and you see how much the stigma affected his health and his possibility of getting better, I just thought, you know what, if we can make a difference and reduce the stigma for other people, that's what we need to do. So we just really wanted to funnel our energy into something positive to help others.
Yeah, and so, you know, tell me a little bit about, you know, the goals of Solomon's Song, what you guys are working towards.
So our biggest goal really is reducing stigma, but we also are working to, we're working with the public schools and the private schools in Winona to provide programming for professional development, for families, for students, to help normalize conversations around mental health. And to help people to understand the warning signs, to help people to be able to talk about it and get people through the hard times. Our ultimate goal would be to have some type of a youth center in Winona where we can really make a difference and help the teens who are struggling and need some help. There have been a lot of young people in Winona who've passed from suicide, and we'd like to see that number go down to zero if possible.
And why do you think, why do you think schools are a great place to do that?
Our kids are in school a lot, a big chunk of our day. Students and children are going to act, one may act one way at home and may act another and have different symptoms and different signs at school. I think it's a place that sometimes teachers may notice things that parents don't notice. Parents might notice things that teachers don't notice. So if we can do a collaboration and work between families and the schools, I think that is just one more way to help people to prevent them from falling through the cracks.
Mm-hmm. And another one of your goals that is listed through your organization mm-hmm. is, you know, celebrating diversity.
Absolutely.
And, you know, why is that important?
Because I think the important thing about celebrating diversity is that we're all really more alike than we are different. And once we realize that we are more alike than we're different, that other people may be struggling with the same issues that we're struggling with, but we don't know that, I think that brings about a sense of awareness and a sense of healing and a sense of community that is really important to everybody's well-being.
And so you mentioned that, you know, Solomon's passing has really, you know, affected the community in Winona. Mm-hmm. And so what do you think, you know, what has been the response to some of these fundraisers and to your organization?
The response has been amazing. For the Super Soaker Fun Fest, we were overwhelmed. We had almost 700 people come out for the Super Soaker Fun Fest. And the number of people who came up to us and thanked us for doing this, because mental health was a big part of their mental health issues have been a big part of their family or people they loved, made all the hard work worth it. All the people who had donated their time and their money and came out to show the support really proved to us that this is a time that people are ready for this conversation to start. And people want this conversation to, you know, because I have mental health issues does not mean that I'm a bad person, that I'm, quote, crazy, that I'm, you know, unstable, that I'm weak. It means that I'm struggling with an illness and I'm working hard to get better. And so I think that's the support that we have seen in Winona has been amazing and just really is a sign of how much people want this conversation to begin.
And I guess if mental illness is something that affects a lot of families, is what it sounds like, you know, you guys are understanding and realizing as you are, you know, creating this nonprofit, you know, I guess, why do you think that stigma still exists if this is, you know, a common issue?
I think it's just a matter of people being it's kind of a paradigm shift, I think, in people's minds. I mean, I think for so long this has been what we've been told and what and there's some fear behind it, I guess. And it's always been something that you don't talk about, you keep it quiet, that kind of thing. Whereas if somebody has a different illness, such as cancer or diabetes or something, it's very normal to talk about these illnesses, but for so many years it's been seen as a weakness or a character flaw rather than an illness. And the more and more research we come out and the more we learn, we realize that that it is an illness, and there are a lot of different contributing factors that can lead to these illnesses. So I think that's part of the reason.
And so, you know, as part of the Super Sober Fun Run and as, you know, part of the concert that you guys are hosting in October, you know, you're going to have mental health resources available different opportunities for people to kind of learn more. Tell me a little bit about what's going to be at the October concert.
So the October concert we're super excited about. John McCutcheon is an amazing singer, songwriter, storyteller. He's an amazing instrumentalist. So the concert's going to be fun, and it's a concert for all ages. It's just it'll be a great time. Before the preceding the concert, we're having a health fair. And so at the health fair, we're going to have a variety of different businesses and organizations that promote healthy living. So we'll have organizations such as NAMI and other mental health organizations that'll be there as resources. So people have questions, want to find places that they can get therapists or they can get help, they will be there. But we also have a variety of businesses and organizations, like I said, that promote healthy living, that are ways that you can help manage your symptoms or be proactive. And so we have Yarnology, for example, who's coming. There's a lot of research out there showing that knitting and crocheting and things like that, the meditative practice of that, helps with depression and anxiety. We have Jade Acupuncture coming. So she's going to be there talking about acupuncture, and I believe she'll be doing acupuncture on people as well. We have a massage. Wayne Coolis Massage is going to come. So he's going to talk about the different ways that massage can be integrated into your health and for healthy living. So we have a variety of different organizations like that for holistic health, for different ways to promote healthy living, and then mental health organizations as resources as well.
Yeah. Why did you want to incorporate, you know, maybe these non-traditional mm-hmm. ways of really looking at mental health?
I think that there's so many different ways that we can go about treating mental health. There's so many different therapies. We also have somebody who, Andrea Wolski, is going to be coming and talking about equine therapy and horse therapy. So that might be the connection that one person needs, might be to do equine therapy, and that might be what works best for them. Somebody else might really find the practice of knitting, taking up knitting and learning, is a great stress reliever, a great way to help them with their anxiety. There's so many different ways, and everybody reacts differently. Just as people react differently to different medications, people relate to different things, and different therapies will work for them, and different strategies will work for them. So I just think it's nice to have a variety out there and an awareness of what's out there and available to people to help themselves.
And do you think it's important that, you know, these are available in kind of a fun, lighthearted, maybe more accessible way, you know, as part of a concert, as part of, you know, the fun run?
Absolutely. That was really our main goal, is how can we present these options to people in a fun, comfortable, easily accessed way where they don't have to feel, you know, anxiety going to ask for help. So one of the reasons that we had about 10 different therapists from the Winona and La Crosse area come to our fun run. They were wearing a different colored t-shirt. They walked around, mingled within the crowd. And I've heard from several of those that they had made several really important referrals that day. And I think that it was important that it was in just a very comfortable setting, so people can feel comfortable asking for help. Because sometimes one of the biggest barriers to getting help is knowing where to find help and just getting the courage to ask for help.
And so, you know, your organization is obviously, you know, has some great goals of working with the local schools in Winona to kind of, you know, help educate about mm-hmm. mental health. But do you feel like, you know, in a way, maybe your organization is already making a difference in Winona and already starting these kinds of conversations?
I think it is. I think we've started the conversations and we've got a long way to go, but I think that we're kind of cracking the surface here, kind of warming up, and I think that there's a lot of great things to come yet from our organization, but I do think that we've made an impact already.
Carol Dahl El-Hindi is here with us today to talk about Solomon's Song, a nonprofit organization in Winona that's increasing awareness about mental health issues and suicide prevention. Coming up, we'll continue our conversation on mental health in the Coulee region with leaders from a new initiative to better coordinate resources in the La Crosse area. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. To hear audio archives of today's show, visit our website, wpr.org/newsmakers. You'll also find links to some of the resources we talked about today. Our site also has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at wpr.org/newsmakers. For updates on future shows, links to our archives, and more, like us on Facebook at WPR Newsmakers. Makers.